of your grain handling needs. The Huron Daily Tribune, home of the Prep Zone. Kohler Propane, Nova gives you gas like Kohler's. More Motors of Caro and more Shoreline of Sebring. North Star Bank, guiding the way. D&M Cabinet Shop, Valley Enterprises, USA Schools, Think USA. Bayport State Bank, Ensure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Internet services are provided by Anger Valley Services and the blazing speed of their TrueNet 4G wireless network. Go to AngerValleyServices.com for broadband internet that you can count on. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLEW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. It was on this day in 1982 that Super Bowl XVI was played in all places, the Pontiac Silverdome. It marked the first time for the San Francisco 49ers to make it to the big game, as well as the first time that John Madden called the Super Bowl from the broadcast booth. The 49ers went on to defeat the Cincinnati Bengals 26-21, and was the first of five Super Bowl championships between 1982 and 1994 for San Francisco. Now a week from Sunday, the 49ers will be making their seventh appearance on the big stage in Miami. And one coach who is no stranger to that big stage would be to my right tonight, and that would be the one and only Coach John Mooney.
Clark, to me, it's amazing that the Super Bowl has been in Detroit a few times, but without the Lions.
That's surprising to you?
Oh, well, it's the curse of Bobby Lane. That's what it is,
okay.
And it's still intact, okay. And I'm not lying.
If you don't get a pun in this segment every game, I'm disappointed, John. Well, Clark Ramsey and John Mooney is your call tonight from USA. This evening marks our fourth broadcast of the season and already the second one this week. On Tuesday, we shifted our attention to the North Central Thumb League, where we watched one of the Thumb's best teams, the Kingston Cardinals, put on quite the clinic from start to finish with a dominating 42-point victory over the North Huron Warriors.
Actually, I enjoyed the performances of three young men, Brad Hoodie for North Huron, and for Kingston, Quinn Buchard and Evan Neff. All of them scored in double figures.
For our second game this week, we travel west until we hit the shores of Saginaw Bay and find ourselves in the Unionville Sebring area. The USA Patriots lost early on in the season for their first regular season loss in over 2 years. But don't make the mistake of ruling out the red, white, and blue, especially on their home court.
Yes, that loss to Reese just before Christmas looms large. But, hey, rest assured, the Patriots, they're going to take them one game at a time, as the old cliche goes, until, well, next Wednesday. And that's when the Rockets are going to be coming to town, and we'll be here too.
Yes, indeed. The Patriot opponent tonight is no stranger to them whatsoever. The Lakers are reeling a bit as of late. They've had some rough water to navigate. A week ago, we were there as the Reese Rockets took apart the Laker fleet. And then on Wednesday, the Green White lost to Bad Axe, scoring just 22 points on their own court.
Yep, reeling, that's a perfect word to describe the plight of the Lakers. However, not all is lost as far as all their goals is concerned. And even still, they can win tonight. They can still be in the West race. And there's also districts, no matter what happens tonight.
It's a showdown in the Greater Thumb West with the winner within arm's reach of the Reese Rockets, and it's all right here on the WLEW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
Devin Arian from Owendale. I've been here at Moore Shoreline just less than 2 years. I was selling insurance, and was talking to an insurance friend of mine and was looking for a career change, and he's a good customer here and mentioned that I should come apply to be a car salesman here. A lot of fun, very different than what I'm used to, but definitely enjoyable. Meeting new people every day, helping people get into cars that are right for them and will be good for their needs. The thing that brings me the most satisfaction here at Moore Shoreline is putting good people in good vehicles and providing good service. I love working here at Moore Shoreline because we try to go above and beyond every day for our customers' needs. I love the new technology. I think it's what makes Chevy Buick more competitive is the new safety features, the new technologies such as the new tailgate on the pickups. I find that it makes us very competitive, and I think it's cutting edge and very new and exciting. If you're in need of a new or used vehicle, come see me, Devin Arian, at Moore Shoreline today so I can see what I can do for you. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
When it's time for a new kitchen or bathroom, it's time for a trip to D&M Cabinet Shop. D&M Cabinet Shop can help you build the kitchen or bath of your dreams. From beautiful custom-built cabinets to quality cabinetry from Aristocraft, Diamond, and Decora, packed with all your modern conveniences. D&M Cabinets Design Center will work with you to computer design the kitchen or bathroom you have always wanted. Visit D&M Cabinet Shop located at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth or call 989-479-9271. Visit them on the web at dnmcabinet.com.
Are you looking for the latest local basketball scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com. And click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page. For all the latest local sports scores and information, brought to you all season by Shure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Narion Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware and Bat Axe on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
As we head into 2020, the Roaring Twenties, Thumb Cellular has the cat's meow for you. Upgrade an existing line and get $50 to spend how you want. Another nifty deal would be to add a new line. You'll get $100. This means you'll be able to save on all phones, accessories, or your monthly service. So don't take any wooden nickels and miss out on these nifty deals. It's only available until January 31st. Thumb Cellular is also giving you 15 bonus gigs of data free with the purchase of any new smartphone. So get dialed up and head over to your local Thumb Cellular location in Bat Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. For more information, visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers are valid through January 31st, 2020. 2-year contract required for account credit and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and performance-based pay. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises, 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley. 1 mile north of Atwater Road and M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network's presentation of the Game of the Week. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers at the USA Patriots on a cold but rainy Friday night in the Thumb of Michigan. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney courtside in our Eger Valley seats high above the gym here in USA. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers make the trip over tonight with an overall record of 5-3. They won 5 of their first 6 games, and since they've gone 0-2. In the Greater Thumb West, they stand at 2-2, which puts them in fourth place. They beat Cass City and Carroll, then lost to Reese and Bat Axe by an average of 22 points. Eric Wisner is the head coach for the Lakers, now in his third year as the head coach. Over that time, he's gone 26-23. That's good enough for a .531 batting average. On offense, the Lakers score 52 points per game. That's the fifth best offense in the Greater Thumb Conference and the best average under Eric Wisner's reign. On defense, they're allowing 48.5. That's the number 8 defense of the 14 GTC teams, but just the fifth best in the Greater Thumb West. Average margin of victory is in the black, at least for the Lakers, at 3.5 points, but that is still 16.4, less than USA's average differential. Each of the 3 seasons under head coach Eric Wisner, the Lakers have started out 5-3 twice and 6-2 once. This year, no exception. This year, they started out hot, beating Ubley, Brown City, and Cass City all in double digits. They lost to Kingston by just 6 points, and that was even at Kingston. Then the Lakers got back on track with wins at Carroll and Ubley, But this has been a rough 7 days for the Green and White. Losses to Reese and Bad Axe by 20 and 24 points, respectively.
I'm going to tell you, Clark, that is quite daunting, though. I mean, going through Reese and Bad Axe and USA, that's tough, I'll tell you. All those three games in succession, it's almost impossible. You know,